This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Voters in the Ann Arbor School District yesterday approved a $1 billion bond proposal. Just over 53% of the 24,088 votes cast were in support of that measure. Now that the measure is passed, how does the district proceed from here? On the line is Superintendent of Ann Arbor Public Schools, Janice Swift, and thank you so much for the time. We do appreciate it.
David, how are you?
Excellent. Congratulations. I know you must be thrilled with the outcome.
Well, we are so grateful to our voters and to the Ann Arbor Public Schools community. You know, David, this is a win for children, this generation of children and future generations who will benefit from a stronger physical property in our schools, in our neighborhood schools.
I do want to point out that nearly 40% of the voters in the district stood against this measure in yesterday's vote. So what is your message to them beyond this is good for students?
Absolutely. We make no mistake, David. We're well aware of those numbers, and we do understand that it was an historic ask. It was a big ask. We certainly also understand and we hear the concerns and tensions around teacher and staff compensation. You know, David, we're going to continue to fight in Lansing, advocating for the kinds of changes that we need to enhance daily operations. But what this bond does in the meantime is it protects precious general fund dollars that really must be preserved for that primary purpose of teacher and staff salaries.
Now, you mentioned, and by law, none of the money generated through this bond issue may be used for teacher salaries. The Ann Arbor Education Association is the union representing teachers, and it took a neutral position on the bond issue. Beyond facility and technological improvements, what do you think the bond issue will mean to those who are educating the students?
Well, it really is all about what occurs in the classroom. It's about updating our classrooms. Many of our classrooms are, you know, the average is 63 years of age, so they are in need of a great deal of infrastructure update. Secondly, it's about the health, safety, and well-being of our school environments, ensuring that we have cooking kitchens, that we have, you know, healthy and safe water and air quality in our schools. It's about living our value to reduce our carbon footprint in the Ann Arbor Public Schools. And it's also all about that stuff, as you mentioned, updating our school buses, ensuring technology, about replacement of musical instruments, and all of the things that teachers and students use every day that must be updated or our school and instruction falls behind.
This is 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Ann Arbor Schools Superintendent Janice Swift on the day after voters approved a $1 billion bond issue. What's going to be the very first step in the process of putting the bonds to work for the district?
Well, the very first step is to communicate with all of our stakeholders, David, to express our gratitude for their support and to clarify the steps that we'll move forward with. As you recall from the plan, the first step is really getting much-needed infrastructure improvement into every single school. That's years 1 through 5 of the bond. So we'll be busy starting with that work just immediately, and we certainly appreciate the support. You know, David, we never take for granted the support of the Ann Arbor community. We will be sharing out on a regular basis the work that we're doing in every dollar that is being spent.
Now, I know that passage of a $1 billion bond issue for a school district is a rarity, and it should be noted. It is a legacy accomplishment and will stand out on an administrator's resume. You have in the past applied for and been considered for other positions through your tenure in Ann Arbor. Do you plan to stay on to see as much as you can of the planned improvements in the district?
We absolutely do, David. There's no doubt about it. We've invested a lot. You know, this is 6.5 years, going on 7 years, that I've given in Ann Arbor Public Schools. Do not have any intention of going anywhere, and appreciate the honor and the responsibility and the privilege of serving the Ann Arbor Public Schools and serving the children of this community every day.
Well, thank you so much for the time this morning. It is much appreciated, and we will look forward to following through as the bond issue is put forth and then ultimately implemented throughout the district.
Thank you so much, David. We appreciate the opportunity.
That is Dr. Janice Swift, Ann Arbor Schools Superintendent, discussing passage of the district's $1 billion bond issue in Tuesday's election. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.